Good morning. It's time for the Kent State Research and Extension Reports. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent, Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
I understand we got some state fair and some sweepstakes stuff to talk about this morning.
Yes. You know, I haven't been with you for a while. We had several 4-H'ers come in and talk over the summer. So I hope our listeners enjoyed listening to the 4-H'ers talk. They are way more interesting than I find myself. So I hope they enjoyed those little bits from the 4-H'ers. But, you know, fair wrapped up, and it was a really great summer. And I just love getting to hang out with our 4-H'ers and the families and watch them grow each year. One fun thing I love about my job that really fills my cup is that I get to watch our 4-H'ers from 8 years old all the way till they're like 17, 18. And
I just see
so much growth, you know, over those course of the years. And I get to see them year after year grow in their individuality. And I just love that about my job. So, but today I thought I would go ahead and announce the results from the Kansas State Sweepstakes. So this is a four-part competition that kids can participate in at the state level, and we sent three teams from the Frontier Extension District. The four competitions are meat evaluation, quiz bowl, livestock quiz bowl, livestock skillathon, and then the livestock judging, which is where the Frontier kids really thrive. And we're excited to be the second team in the state. One of our teams brought home that title this year. But I just want to go ahead and read off some of their other achievements. But that was really exciting that they were second in the state in livestock judging. But their quiz bowl team, was 10th overall. Some individual shout-outs here. Braden Gillespie was 20th in meat, and in livestock judging, he was 8th overall, which is a phenomenal accomplishment. There, we're talking like 200 kids, so really great job, Braden. Calla Higby, she was in skillathon. She was 13th overall, and then 10th overall in the livestock judging. Holden Firestone was 16th overall. In reasons, Calla was 6th overall. Again, you're talking 200 kids. And Braden was 18th overall, so that was really quite the accomplishment. Then in sweepstakes, so like all of that combined, all those competitions combined, is Frontier was 7th overall. So just for those that are listening where you're like, oh, Jess, you're kind of talking jargon to me, livestock judging is the four main livestock species that we classify. Those are beef. So they'll evaluate beef animals. They evaluate swine, which is hogs. They do sheep and goats. And then all those skillathon and quiz bowl, all those meats questions revolve off of those four species. And it just really taps into the kids' knowledge, not just the showing like you see at the fair, but then their knowledge on the project more in depth and gets them to really kind of open up and explore that project even more. So we had a really great sweepstakes, and we're really proud of all the kids. Congratulations to all of them. I just want to remind everybody that it's the Kansas State Fair coming up September 6th through the 15th. So don't forget to bring in your state fair projects. Those are due into the office today. And we'll be headed out there next Thursday to take those out to the state fair. And so I hope the Kansas State Fair is a really great time. It'd be a really fun like weekend getaway for just local families if they're looking for a nice little kind of weekend getaway in the fall here that wouldn't be too demanding. It's really fun to go out there and see all the things that the fair has to offer. Not only do they have livestock exhibits and the 4-H exhibits, but they have concerts and all sorts of really fun events. And so I encourage you all to check that out. And you can find out information on their website or call this office, and we can send you to the right place to get more information. So
always good to, again, get another spotlight on some of the youth that are doing pretty good around the area. And also good to look back on the last couple of weeks. It's good to have you back.
Yes, thank you.
Well, coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Zine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.